The day before my wedding, a video of me being kidnapped and assaulted by criminals was uploaded for the public to see. My fiancé called off our engagement. The next day, he married a woman named Marie Benson. My despair, his younger brother, Emeric Jacob, knelt on one knee, holding a diamond ring several times larger than the one Marie received on her wedding day. When it rained with deep affection in his eyes, he said to me, "Flora Beaufils, I have secretly loved you for years. I finally have the chance to be close to you. Will you marry me?" Thinking about the coldness and cruelty I had endured in the past few days, I let Emeric slip the ring onto my finger. 6 months after our wedding, I went to a private club to pick up a drunken Emeric. I overheard a conversation between him and his personal bodyguard. "Boss, 6 months ago, you had me kidnap your sister-in-law, ruin her, and leak the videos online. But seeing how well she treats you now, do you think we went too far?" Day-long silence followed. When it waned, Emeric let out a weary sigh, his voice rough with strain. "For Marie to marry into my family without trouble, this had to be done even if it was wrong. If I can't stand by her side in this life, then at least I can clear the obstacles in her path." The bodyguard hesitated before speaking. "But your sister-in-law, everything she went through. I will spend the rest of my life making it up to her. My mother would bend my favorite seat to my office when I walked late. My mother would come to pick me up from walk when it waned." Not another word. It waned, a tense silence hung between them before the bodyguard finally said, "Boss, the hospital under Jacob Enterprises just submitted her medical report. The injuries from the kidnapping were too severe, she can't have children anymore. If the treatment doesn't work, she may even need a hysterectomy. All this just for Marie. Is it really worth it?" And her psychological evaluation, his voice dropped lower. "The results are alarming." Slap. The sharp crack of a palm striking flesh cut through the room, followed by the shattering crash of glass. Emmett rained, Emmerich's voice followed, colder than death itself. "Whether it was worth it or not, I already know the answer. Do your job. Speak another word and you'll regret it." Outside the door, my legs buckled. I crumpled to the floor, my breath stolen from my lungs. The man I had believed to be my savior was the very one who had pushed me off the cliff. I clamped both hands over my mouth, desperately stifling the sobs that threatened to escape. I stumbled to my feet, still shaken, then fled the scene like a madwoman. My phone wouldn't stop ringing, Emmerich's name flashing on the screen over and over. The same name that had once filled my life with hope and happiness now made my hands tremble, but I couldn't bring myself to answer. The front door creaked open. A familiar presence soon appeared behind me. "Are you upset today?" Emmerich's voice was low, almost soothing. "Whom had told me he called you? Asked you to pick me up from the club. But I waited for so long and you never showed. Your phone was off too, I knew it. You were thinking about the past again, weren't you?" When I didn't respond, his tone softened even more. "Flora, we have a lifetime ahead of us. I'll always be with you. All those painful memories will fade away. I'll drive out every demon haunting you with love." What it rained if I hadn't overheard what he said in that private room just hours ago, his tenderness would have left me utterly moved. But now, all I felt was fear. My voice wavered. "I went to the hospital today, the doctor said we'll never be able to have children. You once told me nothing makes you happier than having kids." Emmerich's body tensed, unable to hide the flicker of disappointment within.